Y'all are just going to have to pardon me for a moment, because some people get over the fact that Jesus saved them. I just can't get over it. Guess because I'm honest with myself about myself. I don't know. But I know that I'm a wretched, pitiful, poor, sinful, evil person apart from the grace and forgiveness of Jesus Christ. I hate that we live in a day and time where there are preachers lying to people, telling them not to receive such nonsense. I'll tell you something, folks, that's truth. You're wretched, you're pitiful, you're poor, you're blind, and you're naked. But I promise you this, there is a Savior who will save you from your wretchedness, from your filth, from your wickedness, just as He's done in my life and the life of many others here today. Don't you ever forget it, and don't you ever apologize for preaching it. Amen? If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to John chapter 14. As we continue looking at the priceless blessings from God, I talked to you last week. We talked about blessings, and we talked about how many times we take the blessings of this world and we magnify them and we chase after them and we hoard them unto ourselves, while at the same time we take for granted the free blessings that Christ paid for us to have in Christ at the cross that are eternal. And we take those eternal things for granted, and I promise you this, those are the greatest blessing. Anybody here last week? Is anybody paying attention last week? What did we talk about last week? The blessing of, say it out loud, forgiveness. Isn't it good to be clean? Huh? Man, I promise you, if you're honest with yourself, you don't deserve forgiveness. And to think about that, man, I have been given the blessing of forgiveness because of what Jesus Christ has done for me. We're going to talk about another thing this week that oftentimes we take for granted. And it's something that if we were to be honest about, if the world was to be honest about this, it's what they're looking for more than anything. I know what you're going to think at first. You're going to think love, and I'm going to tell you, well, it's probably one thing that they're looking for, love, but there's something that they're looking for even more intensely than love. I believe the world is looking for peace. It's so funny because they all want peace, but they don't understand that peace, like the world defines peace, is not really peace at all. And Jesus is going to teach us a lesson on the blessing of peace today. If you're here today and you are at peace with God through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit lives in you, you understand what I'm talking about when I reference the peace that surpasses all understanding. That peace that lets you lay your head on a pillow at night and know this, that if North Korea nukes my bedroom while I'm asleep, it's not going to bother me a bit. Because my hope is not in a madman with nukes. My hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that hope is an internal hope that He's placed in me through the Holy Spirit, who bears witness to what Jesus has already promised me is to come, and that is eternal life, peace with Him forever. So if we were to be honest, the world's looking for peace. You say, well, Kirk, how do you know? It's because they're trying to find it in so many things. The alcoholic is in the room today. Let me say this, be honest with yourself today about your alcoholism so that you can experience true peace, because I know what you're looking for is peace. The devil lies to you and tells you you will find peace at the bottom of this bottle. Or you'll find peace in this needle. Or you'll find peace in this little baggie. Or you'll find peace in this relationship. You'll find peace in this thing, whatever it is. Let me tell you something. You will not find peace in those things. What the devil lies to you and tells you is going to solve all your problems is only adding to your problem. But I'm here to tell you today, as we look at the words of Jesus Christ, He is going to offer us the peace that everyone longs to have, that many of us who have it take for granted. If you have your Bibles, turn to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Jesus is talking to His disciples. He's already told them that He's going away. He's going to be crucified. He's going to be tried. He's going to be executed. He's going to then raise from the dead. Then He tells them not to let their hearts be troubled. that He's going to prepare a place for them. He says, if I'm going to prepare that place for you, I'm going to come back to get you, to take you to that place so that we can always be together. And I don't understand, who am I that the Lord Jesus Christ would always want to be with me? But I promise you this, God's Word says it's true. And so we get to verse 25. He's going to give them a promise. And I want you to pay attention to this promise. We're going to look at this text. We're going to break it down. We're going to see how this applies to our life. And I pray today, I pray you walk out this door today, no longer, if you're a believer here today, no longer taking for granted the peace that Jesus Christ paid for you to have. If you're not a believer today, I pray this. I pray that God, through His Spirit, would draw you into that peace of a personal relationship with Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, forgiving you of all your sin and giving you the peace that we're going to talk about today. Verse 25, as we look at the blessing of peace, He says, all this I have spoken while still with you. He's talking about preparing them a place. He's talking about obeying His teaching. For the sake of time, we're going to start at 25. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. I love that, because you know what the disciples are doing? They're fretting. You're leaving. How are we ever going to remember everything you told us? He lets them know, guys, hey, chill a little bit. The Holy Spirit is going to come live inside of you. My Word will live inside of you to tell you what you need to know. Christians, listen to that. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit who lives inside of you. He says, this is where we want to focus today. Peace I leave with you. Watch what He says next. My peace I give you. Then He goes on, He says, I do not give to you as the world gives. Why? Because the world only understands temporal peace. The world only understands peace as the absence of turmoil or conflict or war. That is the world's definition of peace. And Jesus is going to teach His disciples, my peace is different. He says, I don't give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Now, watch this. I want you to see that this happened on the hills of some things. Jesus told His disciples, hey guys, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to be betrayed. I'm going to be crucified. I'm going to go prepare a place. I'm going to raise from the dead. I'm going to go back to heaven. I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'm going to bring you there. But until then, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a Counselor. I'm going to send the very peace of God, the Holy Spirit, to indwell you, not so that you will be free from turmoil or trial like our charismatic friends believe. Let me tell you this, if you're true with yourself and you've walked with God long enough, you know lots of times the Holy Spirit is walking you right into the next trial. Why? So that God can be your peace in the midst of that storm. You guys remember the story of the disciples? I love it. I love how the disciples went out on the Sea of Galilee on a nice calm day. And all of a sudden the storm came out of nowhere, right? Coincidence. I love the fact that when we read the beginning of that story, it said, and Jesus led His disciples to the boat. You see, what happens is our contemporary charismatic people in our day, the American church deteriorating right before our very eyes, is teaching you false doctrine that says, if you walk with Christ, He'll never lead you into anything that is bad or harmful. You have heard this, and this is a lie hatched straight from hell. Are you listening? God won't put on anything on you more than you can bear. That's baloney. Baloney. It does not say that in Scripture. It's not part of the Word of God. It's not even consistent with what the disciples taught. He puts things on you and allows things to come in your life that you can't bear so that you will rest in the peace of God in Christ, because He can bear it all. So these liars who lie to you and tell you that's in the Bible, it's right next to where your grandma said you had to wear your nicest dress to church on Sunday or God's going to be mad at you. It ain't there. So the thing is, understand something. When Jesus is talking about peace, Jesus is talking about this peace that we can't humanly grasp. So what I'm not going to do today is help you do that, because I can't. But what I will instruct you to do today is to allow the Holy Spirit to cause you in the midst of your greatest storm, whatever that is. Maybe you've been there so far. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you're in the middle of it right now. I don't know. But in the midst of that, you will learn through the Holy Spirit to rest in God's peace when you can't handle the things of life. Because I promise you, there are things you cannot handle on your own. Oh, you can. But you're going to burn out. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to get tired. You're going to get depressed. You're going to get discouraged. So what I want you to understand here is Jesus was telling His disciples, one of them, mind you, who in just a little while was going to deny that he even knew Jesus. Oh wow, we just put this in perspective, didn't we? Man, can you imagine the turmoil in Peter's heart? Knowing that he denied Christ to a little girl and cursed her in his efforts to deny Christ. He said, get away from me, blankety blank, so that you can understand it. So as we look at this, understand something. Jesus is talking to the same group of guys, and he's saying this. All these bad things are about to happen. Then he says, but do not let your hearts be troubled. Jesus just gave them a list. Go back and read it. I'm not making this up. Of all the bad things that are going to happen, the worst things that could happen to them ever. And then he says, do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not be afraid. How many of you know that fear will strip you of all the peace God wants you to have? Huh? Some of you are scaredy cats. You know what I call a scaredy cat? A Christian who does not appropriate the Word of God, if you're a believer here today. Well, how dare you? No, if you can't trust God with little things that you're afraid of, you can't trust God with big things. Stop fooling yourself. You're not fooling anybody else. So as we look at this, he's telling them some bad things are about to happen. Don't be afraid. Now here, that's opposite of the world, isn't it? The world's the bad things are going to happen. Ah, put it on Fox News, put it on CNN, let's all freak out. I can't for the life of me, I'm not even going to get into all this right now, but I can't for the life of me figure out why people can't distinguish the fact that there's good and evil in this world. Evil people do evil things, okay? Stop all the conspiracy theories, okay? Crazy guy shoots a bunch of people. It's evil. There's a real enemy. There's real things called people being possessed by those enemies and controlled by those evil spirits. You better believe it. In our day and time, yeah, no one ever did it say it's going to stop happening. And Jesus confronted him with the authority of God that he had. So call it what it is. A man has no respect for other people's lives. There's probably evil present. Ding, 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 ding. So as we look at this, pay attention. Jesus says, I'm going to give you peace in the midst of all the junk. How many of you said, man, that's what I need? Yeah, because you know what's crazy? Is unfortunately for a long time in the church, they'll tell you, they're teaching peace like it's peace, like the world believes peace is. I want to break this down. Let's look at the giver of peace. The giver of peace. Jesus himself tells his disciples, peace I leave with you. My peace. His peace. The peace of Jesus Christ. Check this out. The peace that allowed him to get out of the boat and walk on water. The peace that allowed him, watch this, to be falsely charged with the crime that he did not commit and zip his lip because it was the will of God. The peace that allowed him to be tortured. That allowed him to be killed on a cross. Are you listening? He says, I leave with you peace. And then he says this, my peace. Wow. And how many of us are ineffective for the kingdom of God because we're afraid of everything? You know what I love about Jesus? He wasn't afraid of anything, was he? He looked death square in the eye and said, death has no hold on me. Why? Because the peace of God rested upon him. Let me tell you something. Listen to me. He said, that's the peace you have, believer. That's the peace I'm leaving with you, my peace, so that you can look death right in the eye and you cannot be afraid of death. So here's the thing. If you can't look at the small things in this world right in the eye and say, these have no bearing on me because I'm a child of the King, you're not going to look death right in the eye. You're only fooling yourself. You're scared of dying all the time. That's why so many people in today's time are afraid to stand up for Christ. Because people are not going to like me. Let me tell you what, his followers stood up for him, and they weren't worried about if they're going to like me. These guys were going to die, and he already told them, you're going to die. But in the midst of that, I'm going to give you my peace. Jesus, the giver of peace, he says, this is the peace I have. I'm giving it to you. How did he say he was giving it to them? He told them right before this, the counselor's coming, the Holy Spirit. He's going to live inside of you. You know why most of you are afraid? Because you listen to everything around you. You look at everything around you, and you don't trust the Spirit of Christ that lives inside of you. Because you know what the Spirit of Christ says? Everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. That's what he's telling his disciples. All these things are going to happen, but everything is going to work out in the end. How many of you believe that's the truth from the Word of God? Because I promise you, everything in the end is going to work out. I've read the end of it. I have. You can too. So all you people who like to read the end of the story, go back there and read it. We win. And we win through the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of that testimony. Amen? So here's the thing. We win, so what do we worry about? What do we fret about? All sorts of things, don't we? You don't want me to make a list, Pastor? We fret and we worry because we don't understand the giver of peace. Jesus himself said, here's my peace. It belongs to all you who are going to follow me through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in your life. You know what frustrated me with the denomination I used to belong to? They were so afraid to talk about the Holy Spirit for fear that things just might get out of control. I wish some churches would get out of control. Because if you're not in control, he's in control. Here's the thing. When I face these things, man, I don't want to be in control of this tumultuous situation, God. I don't want to be in control of anything because I am tried and proven. I mess everything up. But God, what I want to do is I want to rest in your peace no matter what I'm facing. Please, Holy Spirit, be in control of me so that I'm not in control of me. Let me say this about Key Life Fellowship. You may not pray this, but I do. Holy Spirit, be in control of this place. Be in control of every word that comes out of my mouth. Everything that's said, everything that's sung from this platform. Lord, you be in control. And listen, that means whatever you want to do, not what we want to do. I got so tired of the denomination that I belong to, I want to put God in a box. You can't do that. Wait, but God's Word says I can do that. You need to be afraid of those people. I had a minister tell me one time I needed to be afraid of the people because they're the ones who signed my check. I don't even need to say this here, but I'll say it. And nobody here paid my check. The hand of God puts food on my table. The hand of God takes care of me and my family. I have faith in knowing that. You know what? I rest in the peace of knowing that. I don't care what my salary is. I don't care if I'm ever big time famous, got my name on a billboard. I don't want those things. I want to rest in the peace of God and knowing this, that God is in control of everything. I want to rest in the Holy Spirit's indwelling peace that He gives me in Christ, no matter what I face. The giver of peace, Jesus, and He gives us that peace through the indwelling Holy Spirit. Watch this, by the grace of the Father. That's why this is such a great blessing. Did you know the Father doesn't have to give you peace? Are you listening to me? He doesn't have to give you peace in this lifetime. You could spend your whole lifetime shook up about the things around you. Sit there in front of Fox News.
Right, because y'all are all good Republicans.
Sit there in front of Fox News. Or you want to sit in front of CNN? I don't care. Can I tell you this? It's all garbage. Because I promise you this, if it contradicts this, it's not truth. So here's the thing. Jesus says this. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't be afraid. If there's things that are going on that are causing me to be afraid, that is a lie from the devil trying to deceive me into being afraid when the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is in complete control of my life. Some of you spend all your days worried about such nonsense. Cricket. I can tell you this right now. I don't care who has nukes. Because they can get 5 million nukes, and still my Father is almighty. They can multiply that times 5 million more, and still my Father is greater. And His peace rests in me of knowing He's got all of this in His control. It's by His grace that we know this, isn't it? Man, what a gift. The gift of peace. I know people get irritated with me all the time. I have people actually ask me this. They look at me all crazy. They tilt their head like this. You don't worry about nothing? I really don't. I know that bothers some of you people. You OCD people who like to control everything? Stop. Stop. Let God be who God is. Stop thinking that He's something that He's not. He is sovereign, in control of everything. Rest in that. It's so good. It is so good to just, whatever I see, you know what? I have peace. I have peace of knowing this, that in the end, God wins. And victory is through Jesus Christ. And if I'm walking in Jesus Christ, I'm walking in victory. The end. I know, that just messed up all you complicated religious people who want to make things not simple. If I walk with Christ and I walk in His presence through the power of His Holy Spirit, the grace gift of peace abides in me and I walk in peace. Please don't be offended by that. Let me tell you, I've had to learn that as I've grown in Christ. It is His work in me. What did He say He's going to do? He's going to teach me all things. So I can walk with God and I can walk in peace because of the grace that He's given me through Jesus Christ by the power of His Holy Spirit, the giver of peace. Today, some of you need to get on your face and you need to thank Jesus for His peace that He's left for you. The second thing we see is not just the giver of peace, we see the gift of peace. A gift that the Word of God says surpasses all understanding. Look at Philippians chapter 4. As you're turning there, understand this. As believers, do we face times of discouragement, despair? But in the midst of those times, do we have a well that we can draw from that contains the all-surpassing peace of God? Y'all answer the first two right. Do we? If you're a believer here, you do. Philippians 4, verse 7. Apostle Paul says this to the church. He says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding." Which doesn't make sense. That's what that means to a country boy like me. The peace that don't make no sense. Anybody bear witness to that? The peace that I can't figure out. How many of you have ever been in that moment where if you didn't know if you should turn tail and run or scream and shout or cry, ball up in the fetal position, and all of a sudden, boom, calm over your life as you trusted in the Holy Spirit of God. And when you were done, you did just like me. Man, that makes sense at all. Because that's the peace that he's talking about. He said, may that peace, this is his prayer for the church, the peace of God which transcends all understanding, will, not could, or might, watch this, believer, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I'm thankful for the gift of peace that he gives us that transcends my understanding. Listen, don't do this today. Don't try to figure it out. Are you listening to me? Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to wrap your little brain around it. Who's the smartest person here today? No prideful people here today. Whoever you are, I'll go ahead and tell you this. It's not me. It's one of you. So the thing is, whoever the smartest person is here today, I promise you this. You can't wrap your smart brain around the peace that he says in his word transcends all understanding. You can't really get it. And here's the thing. What I love about the peace that God gives, I don't have to get it because I got it. I don't have to understand it. I don't have to be able to explain it, right? Because some of you are wanting an explanation of this. You're not going to get one from me. I'm just going to point at it and say, man, isn't God good? Because God's Word testifies that I can't explain it to you. It's a phenomenon. Don't you love walking with a supernatural God who does supernatural things, who gives you supernatural gifts by His grace? What a blessing. And you're excited when you get more money. Don't sell God short like that. to know that we have the peace of Jesus Christ living in us by the grace of God through the power of the Holy Spirit, to know that we have this type of thing living in us is a great blessing, and a great blessing needs to turn and greatly praise the one who has blessed us with it. The gift of peace from the giver, the Lord Jesus Christ. A gift that, if we'll rest in it, watch this, will support us in the midst of any trial and any storm. You know how I spot an immature Christian? I tell you, the first thing I do is, an immature Christian doesn't carry their Bible like this. Just a mature Christian. No, that's not it at all. How I spot an immature Christian. You know how I spot an immature Christian? They freak out about everything. You know how I know they freak out about everything? What's next, right? Social media. Stop causing the world to miss out on seeing the all-surpassing goodness of God's peace in your life by whining and griping on Facebook and freaking out every time you face something. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I locked my keys in my car today as if God fell off His throne. Huh? I'm so worried about the current situation. What are you worried about? Number one, the peace of God rests in you if you're a believer. Number two, Jesus Himself said, don't worry about anything. You're doing these things because you're immature in faith. And what you do when you do this, when you Christians, please listen to me, when you freak out, you act just like the world. And the world does not see the great blessing of peace that Jesus Christ wants to display in His followers. They see you freak out. And you know what they say? Well, they're just like me. So I'm freaking out too. It's when we say, you know what? Who cares? The little kids on Tuesdays and Thursdays that come to Mother's Day out, they get it. They do. Because they sing a little song every Tuesday and Thursday. They sing with all their strength, my God is so big and so strong and so mighty, there's nothing that my God cannot do. They know the hand motions. I just know when they do the muscle thing, because it reminds me how strong my God is in the fact that there is nothing, nothing that can thwart the plans of an almighty God who is sovereign and in control of everything. I rest in that peace. That's the peace of Christ. Anything other than that, listen to me, folks, anything other than that is not true peace. Stop freaking out over the things that could happen to you in this world. Lots of people will not say the name of Jesus for fear of persecution. Can I help you? Watch this. You might not really be a believer. How dare you? No, because a true believer who's growing in faith is going to say this. You know what? His Word says if I'm ashamed of Him on this earth. Oh, does it not say that? Then He'll be ashamed of me before His Father in heaven. Listen, that's exactly out of the mouth of Jesus Christ. Red letters, if you have a red letter edition, I'll prove it. And the fact is, if Jesus said it, it's done. And here's the thing. In the midst of your greatest storm, know this. You have the gift of peace, believer. Rest in that. Let other people see you rest in that. Do you know your life is on display? Why? So that God will be glorified through the example of your life. I lost my job today! God's big enough to give you one before you get home. Rest in it. Here's an easy one. If you lost your job for being stupid, stop being stupid. Huh? You lost your job because you're lazy. Your boss came in and said, you're lazy. You're fired. Listen, go to your next job because you'll get another one. Don't be lazy next time. Peace of God. Listen, don't neglect to praise Him for the gift of peace, a gift that surpasses all understanding, a gift that supports us in the storms and the trials of life, a gift that supplies us with hope. Man, the hope that we gather from the peace of God. In that moment when, man, everything seems like it's falling to pieces and then inside, you know what I'm talking about, it starts boiling. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And the next thing you know, the thing that was about to knock you to your feet has brought you to your knees in praise. You're saying, you know what, God, I'm not going to worry about this thing because I have the hope that I have in You. that you were going to take care of me. That Jesus, when you spoke things like this. If I clothe the flowers of the field, and if I take care of the little birds as they're wandering around looking for something to eat, how much more will my Father in heaven take care of old Kirk? Because that's the way Jesus taught her. I know we bring his teaching in the church, it's going to wreck things. A gift that supplies us with hope. I'm thankful for the hope that I have through the peace of God. Know that I can rest in Him. And that's true rest. And it's also a gift that surrounds God's children. You know what I'm talking about if you've been there. When it surrounds you. When you're in that prayer closet, you don't know where to turn. You don't know what to do. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of God wraps His arms around you. He embraces you. And He surrounds you with the peace that transcends or surpasses all understanding. You say, well, that's never happened to me. Have you ever been in your prayer closet trusting God for the peace that He promises He's going to give? I promise you, it'll happen. Now, you're busy. You're busy freaking out. Stop freaking out. Trust God for the peace, the gift that He gives. So we've seen the giver of peace, the gift of peace. The third thing, and I'll finish up, the guarantee of peace. The guarantee of peace. Here's the thing. That's why I keep telling you, I promise you this. If you do this, you'll feel peace. And I promise you this. If you do it, you'll feel peace. Because He guarantees it to His believers. He tells them, don't worry about it. Don't let your heart be troubled. You know what that means? Watch. Don't freak out. Don't worry. Don't fret. And don't be afraid. Why should we not be afraid? We have no reason to fear. Our God's in control of everything. I think some people really believe that, and I think some people who are there, you're just on the fence about it. But I'm telling you right now, if you're a true believer here today, I promise you this, there is a guarantee of peace that awaits you. It's a guarantee for all believers. All those who will trust in Christ by faith, I promise you, the peace that you're looking for is found in Him. You will not find this kind of peace anywhere else. You can go look at anything that the world has to offer you and labels peace, and you will not have this kind of peace. This is a peace that is reserved only for the children of God. Why? So that others will take note that you are truly a child of God by the way you handle the trials of this life. Did you know they're going to face them just like we are? You know the difference between a believer and a non-believer in a trial? The way they handle it. That's what Jesus taught. He said, man, everybody builds a house. Some people build their house on the sand. Some people build their house on the rock. Storms come. Y'all remember this story? Storms come. Did the storms come to both houses? Yeah. But what Christians want to do, Christians want to act like no storms don't come to our house. Bless God, because we're walking with the Jesus. You and your wife fought here on the way to church, and immediately you got out of your church, come in church, put that nice, cute little church smile on. To pretend like storms don't come to your house. Here's the thing, storms come to our house. And the world is watching you, believer, to see if you are going to rest in the peace of the rock that you claim to have your house built on, or are you going to freak out like the rest of the world when the storms come? You can make an active decision today. You can say this, Lord, I need your peace when I face turmoil so that others will praise you. How many of you understand? Y'all remember the old Bible story about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Y'all remember that? Pagan king? Gonna burn three dudes? Here's the thing. Did you know that pagan king turned to God by the way they faced death? And put out a decree that everybody else better do the same thing. Because the peace of God rested upon those three little Hebrew boys. They're like, put us in the fire. And God's gonna save us. And if He doesn't, hey, He's going to be glorified either way. What we do is, please, Lord, don't let anything come into my life. No, Lord, bring the storms, bring the rain, because I know that they're coming. But in the midst of it, let people see that I rest in the peace of God that comes through the grace of God indwelling me by the Holy Spirit who lives inside of me. I don't want to run from things that are going to bring you glory. That's a coward. Lord, I want to run to the things that are going to bring you glory. Oh, I know, new concept. I need a little asterisk that pops up. New concept. Christians inviting God to use them to bring Him glory. New thing in the church. I get it. That's sarcasm, of course, you can tell.
Lord, please don't let me go through this.
No, hey, Lord, please let your peace rest on me as I'm going through this. Boy, that would be different, wouldn't it? I promise you this, the unbelievers in your life would take note of that attitude. The guarantee of peace, because you know what? You can step into anything. And as a child of God, I promise you, His peace is a guarantee in the midst of whatever it is you face. Not only is it a guarantee for the believers here on this earth, it is a guarantee for all eternity. You know what? I look forward to everlasting peace. Because one day, that peace that He's given me to dwell inside of me will not only rule and reign and dwell inside of me, it will rule and reign in the kingdom that I belong to in heaven, God's kingdom, where He has reserved for me a place just like He told His disciples He would do. And I'm thankful. One day I'm not going to have to face any pain, any sorrow, any agony. But let me tell you something, church, y'all listening up? You're not there yet. You're not there yet. It is our responsibility as believers here in the here and now to press on in Christ Jesus. To press on and to rest in the peace that God has given us through the giver of peace, the Lord Jesus. That gift that He gives to all of us who have surrendered our life to Jesus Christ. And I guarantee you this, and even greater than that, God's Word guarantees you this. It belongs to every single one of you who is a believer in this room today. But now let me take a little turn. If you are not born again here today, if you have not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you are still trying to do life on your own, trying to figure things out, maybe even trying to earn some type of approval from God, let me tell you this, you can't earn approval from God. You're going to fall short because you're a sinner. But you're that person who says, Kirk, I know that Jesus is not my Lord, and I've been dealing with this, and I've been trying to sort this out, and you're still in turmoil. Let me tell you this, today the peace of God through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit indwelling you can rest on you like you've never experienced in your life, nor will you ever experience outside of Jesus Christ. Maybe you're here today. You say, Kirk, I've searched for peace. Everything that a guy or a gal can search for peace in, and I still fall short of what I'm trying to find. Let me tell you something. I'm going to break the news to you. It's going to hurt. Get ready. I'm not here to make friends. You won't find peace in anything other than the Lord Jesus Christ and surrendering your life to Him. Would you stand to your feet, every head bowed and every eye closed? You're here today and you're born again. You know that. You know you're a follower of Jesus Christ. There's no way in the world I could even talk you out of that, nor would I try. But you say, Kirk, man, I take for granted the peace of God that He's placed in me. In fact, I take it for granted. Not only do I take it for granted, I don't walk in it like I should. Hey, it's time to get honest, church. It's time to say, you know what, Lord? I know You died so that I could have this type of peace. I know that Your Spirit came to this earth to dwell in me so that I could experience and walk in this peace. Father, forgive me for neglecting one of the greatest blessings that I could receive in Christ, the peace of God and the peace that surpasses all understanding. Maybe you need to come to the altar today, Christian, and you need to get honest with God. I'm going to give you the opportunity to do that in just a moment. Maybe you're here and you say, Kirk, I'm that person you were talking to a moment ago. I've never surrendered my life to Jesus Christ. And right now in my heart, I feel God offering me peace, drawing me away from my sin and drawing me into a relationship with Him. And today I want to surrender and turn from my sin and turn to Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. If that's you, would you slip up your hand right now? I want to pray with you and pray for you. You say, God's telling me today, raise it up high where I can see You. God's telling me today that I need to surrender my life to Jesus Christ. That the peace I've been looking for and all those things you talked about earlier, I'll never find it there. God is assuring me in my heart right now that I'll find true peace in Him. Today He's offering me that peace, and I want to accept that gift. Anyone here today says that's me. I'm asking Jesus to save me today. Anyone like that, raise your hand where I can see you, where I can pray with you, pray for you. The altars are open. I invite you to allow the Holy Spirit to have His way in your life. You say, Kirk, I know that I need Jesus as my Savior. You didn't raise your hand. Here's the good news. Raising hands doesn't save people. Cry out to God. I promise you, He is faithful. Cry out to God. Repent of your sin. Turn to Him. Come forward. Grab one of these prayer partners here. Make it public that you surrendered your life to Jesus Christ today. If you need prayer, there's folks down front to pray with you. If you're a believer here today, maybe it's time, for the first time in a long time, you praise God the way He deserves to be praised for the peace that He's given us in Christ.
He was healed for our transgressions. He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him.